Chapter 257, Prohibition of Calumny. Allah the Exalted says, A slanderer going about with calumnies, 68:11. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it. 50:18. 15:36. Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The person who goes about with calumnies will never enter Jannah. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. A person who thinks that tale-bearing is lawful and practices it to create conflict and quarrel among people, despite the fact that he knows it is unanimously forbidden, will never go to Jannah. A person who considers it unlawful but does it out of sheer human weakness will, in the first instance, go to hell. If Allah does not pardon him for it, he will then be shifted to Jannah after suffering punishment for it. 15:37. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, passed by two graves and said, Both of them, the persons in these graves, are being tortured, and they are not being tortured for a cardinal sin, but indeed, they are great sins. One of them used not to save himself from being soiled with his urine, and the other one used to go about with calumnies among the people to rouse hostilities. For example, one goes to a person and tells him that so-and-so says about him such and such evil things. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. 1. La yastatiru min bahuli has another meaning, namely, he does not pass urine in privacy, but does it shamelessly in the presence of other people. Obviously, shamelessness is also a sin. Tale-bearing, carelessness in saving oneself from splash of urine drops, and lack of observance of privacy are sins which are liable to punishment. 2. The hadith also proves punishment in the grave. 15:38. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Shall I tell you what al-adhu, falsehood and slandering is? It is calumny which is committed among the people. Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that calumny, lying, falsehood, and slandering are major sins because they cause conflict and dissension in society. A Muslim must keep himself free from such evils.